Hey everybody, welcome to the WWE Podcast. We're going to get the show underway in just a moment, discussing the Roman Reigns versus John Cena program that happened back in 2017. We're going to get to the match, and more importantly, the promo, the epic promo of Cena versus Reigns that led to that match that happened at No Mercy. We're going to get to that, and it's quite an interesting journey back in just a couple of years ago. So really excited to share that with you guys. But first, before I get to that, we're going to take just a minute to give a shout out to the sponsor of the show, and then we're going to get underway with your wrestling nostalgia. So stay right here. All right, guys, today's show is sponsored by DDT Divas. So what is DDT Divas? It's for divas who love wrestling. Visit DDTDivas.com for content ranging from op-eds, Q&As with wrestlers, top five lists, and more. You can also follow DDT Divas on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Again, that's DDTDivas.com.
Welcome to the WWE Podcast, your place for the most passionate wrestling analysis on the web.
Just turn Roman heel. What is WWE waiting for?
When other wrestling podcasts put you to sleep, you can count on the WWE Podcast to keep you engaged and asking for more.
I've been watching wrestling for over 20 years, and that was one of the best matches I've ever seen.
This is unlike any other wrestling analysis. So without any further delay, let's get the show started right now.
Hey guys, welcome to the WWE Podcast on this Christmas Day, 2019. That would be December 25th. Hope everyone had a great Christmas, got what you wanted from Santa, and we could all take a simultaneous deep breath in and exhale. The holiday season is over. I know you may consider New Year's part of the holidays. I do too, but in the same vein, let's be honest. New Year's is about one thing. All right, it's about one thing and one thing only, especially if you are of the younger generation. It's about partying, right? Drinking, having a good time, hanging out, watching the ball drop. If it's not about drinking, then it's just about, hey, chilling at home with your family or by yourself, watching the ball drop and going to sleep. So I don't really consider New Year's as a true stress holiday, considering the fact that there's really nothing to do other than enjoy yourself. And so it's quite the transition now that we are done with the holidays. We can decompress. We can get rid of our crap all over our homes with Christmas stuff taking up half of our space. Christmas trees go down. Trash from all the wrappings out of your house. Everything. So I'm looking forward to it. I know that many of you are as well, as the 2019 holiday season is coming to a close, and we can all just say in unison, thank God. It's over. All right. Well, now that that's done and over with, and I can move on with my life and try to actually save some money after the damage that was done by the holidays. Again, I hope everyone did enjoy the holidays. I know that I did. It was a very relaxing day. Just kind of hung out and enjoyed the family and enjoyed the little guy opening his gifts, all that stuff, which is good because I needed it after traveling for 3 days. I wanted to just escape and be able to do my own thing and relax without having to be somewhere and be stressed about having to be somewhere. So now that that's done and it's over with, let's get into wrestling here. And I've got a great topic for you guys. It is John Cena versus Roman Reigns, 2017. This led into their No Mercy match. The promo is really what I'm going to focus on here, because the match, although I have comments on that, it wasn't so much about the match, I believe. I think the real story was told via the promo battle that Roman Reigns and John Cena had. And going back and watching it, I got to say, it's so uncomfortable watching Roman Reigns. It's beautiful, but it's uncomfortable. So I've got a lot of audio I want to share with you guys on that front. And I want you to just understand, it is going to be a little bit longer in terms of the audio. I'm not trying to just bombard you guys with audio and not hear my comments, but it's really necessary, I think, for you guys to hear a good portion of that promo so that we can dissect it together, because I think it's really important to do. And so obviously we'll get to that. I just wanted to give you guys a bit of the schedule for the next week or so, because obviously with NXT and AEW not doing their shows this week, I wanted to make sure that you guys have the schedule for the remainder of really the next week. So there will be no AEW or NXT show this week. I know, I'm actually kind of sad about that too, but there'll be a Saturday and or probably a Sunday show. The reason I say that is on Saturday, I do have plans in the evening that are going to really take almost all night. I mean, so it's going to be a long night for me and a day of recovery on Sunday, if you catch my drift. So on Sunday, I will be doing a show with a co-host discussing what's happening in wrestling that this week, obviously covering SmackDown, Raw, and anything else leading into the final Raw of 2019, leading into obviously Bobby Lashley and Lana's wedding. Can't wait for that. And obviously I'm being very facetious, but that is the schedule for the remainder of this week. And then next week starts a brand new year, which means everything's back on track. After Sunday's show, you'll be back with AEW Raw review, week in review, nostalgia. Everything comes back full force next week. But the only real change is just with NXT and AEW taking their respective days off. Obviously, with Christmas falling on a Wednesday, their day of their taping of the show, only made sense to not have the show, considering that there's nothing to really discuss, right? So that's going to be the schedule rolling forward. And I am really working on video. I am trying to find a little area in my apartment to have a video setup where it doesn't look like I'm sitting in my garage, right? I don't want it looking like I'm sitting in a basement. These are the areas in which I have used in the past. And as you may or may not relate to, having a child takes up all of your extra space, your toys, the garbage, really. I mean, just so much stuff comes with having a kid, the stuff that they don't use anymore, and books and everything else, and chairs and stuff they'll never use. It's just cluttered. So I'm trying to convince my wife to say, hey, I just need a 2x2 space with a small desk, my laptop, my audio equipment, and something nice in the background that will be visual friendly for video. So that's my thought moving into the new year, is to really work on the video piece of this, because I want to be able to have these shows live and done also via video, and make it exclusive to patrons on my Patreon feed that also get an ad-free access to my entire library, which you guys can check out at patreon.com/WWE podcast if you want to get complete access ad-free to the show and come on the show for your own podcast. That's available too. Check it out. But I want to make it more of a really just exceeding the value of what's expected. So, and really maybe make some video available on my website. It won't be only video available for patrons, but it'll also be video for on my free feed on the website, maybe on a YouTube channel. But video is where it's at, and if I'm not doing video, I'm not doing it right. So I really have made the decision to go full force with this, and I'm working on getting a little space carved out. I mean, literally a small space carved out in my place for that to happen. It has been a makeshift studio. I've been like a mobile studio where I just kind of go wherever there's not clutter and crap and try to squeeze me in. I actually was doing it in our garage that we have in our apartment. It's a nice garage, but the problem is we stacked all of our crap in there, so I don't have any place to really go, and it's cold. It's not a heated garage, and to be honest with you, it would look like, total crap. So as far as video goes, I want it to look nice, and I want to continue making this show grow, and video, I think, is where it's at. And let me know what you guys think. I really am looking for your feedback. I really am. I'm very curious to see if you guys would be interested in video being posted on my site, or maybe even making a video podcast, as you know, not as in a separate feed. I would obviously include the video in the feed you are already subscribed to, but I think it would help us grow, and maybe you're interested. Maybe you are interested, and that would be something I'm interested in hearing your feedback. So tweet me at the WWE Podcast, or go to the email, yeah, and hit me up at realwwepodcast@gmail.com. So I'm interested in hearing your thoughts. And if you're like, hey, yeah, nah, I'm not interested in video, but this would be cool. Well, I'm interested in that as well. Let me know what you guys think. I just think I'm going to Owen Hart it a bit and say enough is enough. It's time for a change. I feel that way. I feel like things are getting a little bit stale. And that's not to say that our hosts are to blame or anything like that. It's just my own feeling. I love our co-hosts. I think they do a great job. This is just on me as the creator of the show, the host of the show, the founder, to change things up when I feel like they're getting stale. And so I think it's time to add. I think it's time to make sure that we continue to evolve and make this show good and make this show what I think it should be. So just something coming down the line that you could see a bunch of change in a good way. And that's forthcoming. So, all right, let's get into John Cena versus Roman Reigns. And this is a program that I initially thought, and to some degree was right, that if they ever put these two together, their fans would crap all over it. And the reason is because, well, both fans feel similarly, did I say that right? Similarly about Roman as they do John Cena, in that, yeah, there are cheers and there are boos. And John Cena's dealt with that his entire career. And many people have said that, oh, Roman Reigns is getting the reaction John Cena is. But the deal with John Cena is he was the biggest face. He was the face of the post-Attitude Era WWE presentation. He was. And to have Roman Reigns come along and try to then take the place of John Cena just hasn't worked. It just hasn't. And John Cena, when you look at his reaction compared to Roman Reigns, and again, this is at the time of 2017, and since that time, Roman Reigns certainly has gotten a much more relaxed and positive reaction in most cases, and it's taken a long time to get here. The true test, as I've said, will come when he goes back into the title picture, and we all know that it's a fait accompli that Roman Reigns is going to recapture the United States or the Universal Championship or the WWE Championship, whatever it may be. We all know that that's going to happen. The real test is what happens when it's against The Fiend or another beloved heel. What happens then? Does the crowd remember everything and remember why they hated Roman to begin with and the resentment of Roman Reigns? And really, Roman Reigns just being the conduit for the fans' frustration against the front office, against Vince McMahon? Does that all come rushing back? Or do the fans truly accept Roman Reigns this time? I think it's the former, not the latter. But again, this is 2017, and where Roman Reigns was still getting heavily booed. He's fresh off beating The Undertaker at WrestleMania. This promo took place in August, but obviously, with WrestleMania in April, I was there for this at WrestleMania 33 when Roman Reigns beat The Undertaker. And having Roman Reigns do that, again, it didn't break the streak. The streak was already broken, but you only have two guys ever to beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania, and Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. I never was a fan of it. I still am not a fan of it, of either man beating The Undertaker. And that's a whole other discussion. But at this time, in 2017, Roman was, for all intents and purposes, for the majority of most audiences, a heel. And I loved it. I think Roman Reigns should still be getting this reaction, but that's me personally. And having this promo, going into it, first of all, when I realized they were doing this program, I said, oh my God, the fans are just going to turn on this. It's going to be a you both suck chant, or this match sucks chant. Or the crowd just leaving in droves again, you know, for this match. Luckily, it wasn't the main event of even a B pay-per-view. This was a C pay-per-view of No Mercy. And amazing they did it on that stage, but probably cautiously they put it on a B pay-per-view, or really C pay-per-view, and didn't do it on a big stage with the risk being higher that the fans could just reject the match outright, because WWE is trying to force us to pick a star to get behind. But I think the fans would have seen through that had it been on a bigger stage, Rumble, Survivor Series, especially WrestleMania. Even though you could say that's a WrestleMania-worthy match, it's smart of them to have done it when they did. So I'm glad they did it. I had a feeling that when WWE made it very clear this was the road that they are going, that I was fearful the fans would outright reject it. And again, to some degree they did. We'll listen to that match in just a minute too. But I was more interested in the promo. I was more interested in how awful John Cena shreds up Roman Reigns, and how does Roman Reigns deal with the pressure of a guy that is arguably one of the best promo guys ever in John Cena? Does he rise to the occasion? Does he fall back? Does he sink? Does he swim? What happens? Because yes, these promos are scripted to some degree, but I think in this case, when you have John Cena and Roman Reigns, you have bullet points for them in this case, but there are moments where you can't script for, and you have to use your own head. You have to use your own wit. You have to come back with what's in your guts and your heart. And that's when we see who you truly are. And those moments, as much as you want to script it and have everyone memorize their lines, this was not one of those cases where things were scripted. I think this was one of the few tests Roman Reigns has had against a top, top, top mic guy, promo guy in John Cena, who has always been A+. Yeah, he's had some sinkers. I'm not a fan of the funny John Cena who tries to be comedic. I'm a fan of the serious Cena, and that's the serious Cena, the version of the John Cena character we got. And so, without me continuing to just flap my gums, let's get to some of that promo. And again, I know that there's going to be a decent amount of audio coming, but I think it's important to listen to, and I'm sure you'll get into it too. If you're a wrestling fan, you're going to get into it. So here it is. This is straight from WWE's YouTube channel. It's called, if you want to watch it, The Uncut War of Words Between John Cena and Roman Reigns on Monday Night Raw, August 28th, 2017. So I'm going to let you guys listen. I'll pause as I feel the need, and we'll discuss.
Everybody out here still kind of trying to figure it out. You see, Roman, I'm what you would call a polarizing figure. Every week, there are people that cheer because they stand for what I believe in. And then there are people that boo because they don't. And then every single week, you can audibly hear those people so desperately wanting me to change the content of my character. Maybe a little heel turn. But with you, it's different. I don't know if anyone's ever told you this. They go back and forth with you because when they look at you, they see what I see. A cheap-ass, corporately created John Cena bootleg.
I just want to pause it here for just a moment. Interesting, when John Cena is saying this, that's exactly what John Cena is. That's exactly why the fans boo John Cena. Is because he is the corporately created, machine-generated guy, right? That is what he is. Obviously, Roman Reigns to a higher degree because he doesn't have the promo ability of John Cena, right? Yeah, he may be a, quote, better wrestler, but I don't think Roman Reigns ever will reach John Cena's level of wit and intelligence when it comes to promo ability. It's just not going to happen. So John Cena had the crazy good mic skills to fall back on, whereas Roman doesn't. And he also doesn't have the presence that John Cena had, the energy John Cena had. So it's just interesting, though, when John Cena said that, it's like a knockoff of a knockoff, right? It's like a corporate creation off of a corporate creation. Just a little bit hypocritical from John Cena, but let's continue.
just a guy. A guy trying so desperately to fill shoes that you never will. Listen carefully, young man. I'm not the Undertaker. I'm not a battered veteran at the end of his career with a bad hip. I am the fastest, strongest, and hungriest that I have ever been in my entire life. And the reason you won't sign that is because you know if you do, your Roman Empire...
So this is when we get Roman Reigns' rebuttal. And, well, I will just say that it's not great. So as we continue here, I just want you to just sit back and get a little uncomfortable with the pauses Roman Reigns has and the lack of response. So here we go.
He did it again. He's the king of this. He can take anything and spin it. That's what he does. But it blows my mind that he stands out here and he runs his mouth and he's talking about y'all boo him because y'all want him to be a bad guy. They boo you because, first of all, you suck.
Hey, according to them, so does he, but that's okay. He won a gold medal.
Just shut up for a while. How about that? And second of all,
go ahead, find it. Go ahead. I'll wait. It's called a promo, kid.
Shut your mouth,
John.
If
you want to be the big dog, you're going to have to learn how to do it. So go ahead.
Ouch.
See you, fourth wall.
The reason why they boo you is because they see right through you. You're a phony. You're a yes man who can learn how to do anything or be anything. So if you wrap all that up, you're just a fake bitch.
All right, well, before we get John Cena's response to that, I mean, you talk about uncomfortable, right? You talk about uncomfortable when it comes to moments in Roman Reigns' career and talk about exposing his weaknesses. That pause between and second of all, and he just stood there. There was nothing. He got a little bit flabbergasted. I don't think he has the... I never thought he did, and I don't think he does have it in him to ever cut an A-plus promo. Roman Reigns, tell me, somebody... I challenge my entire audience to tell me when Roman Reigns ever had an A-plus promo that you had a jaw-dropping moment for. Tell me. It's never happened. Ever. Ever. And that is one of the biggest things missing from him is emotion and be able to convey that emotion through a promo. So it got exposed embarrassingly there. John Cena is carving him up. And, oh, don't worry, it just gets worse from here.
Are we talking now, ain't we? Yeah, you're hearing me now, ain't you? Not only that, he's a part-timing fake-ass bitch. And I'll be damned if I don't bust my ass Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, every single week so you can hang out on the Today Show. Then jump on his big old bus. And hell, maybe I'll come to a WWE show if they pay me enough. But what are you really going to do, John? What are you going to do, huh? You're going to jump off that bus with that big ass shuffle. That big shovel. That's what you're going to do. And you're going to bury as much young talent as you can. Because that's what you do, right? That's how you stay on top of the mountain. You'll do anything. You're just a backstabbing shark. But the thing is, the reason why you don't like me, what irritates you about me, You can't bury me, John. You can't touch me. Hell, I think this is fitting. I'm the one guy in the WWE that John Cena can't see.
Okay, so before we continue here, Roman Reigns' argument, well, it had a lot of passion in this, and I think it came from a true place of frustration with himself to not be able to come back wittingly to John Cena. You can't tell me this is scripted here. This is. I've been watching wrestling long enough to know that this is from Roman Reigns' brain, and it's not all bad here. It's not all bad, but when you have a mic master like John Cena, it's just not even close. It's not even fair. I guess in the world of Roman Reigns promos, this is a good promo, right? This might have been the best jab he ever got verbally on John Cena was those couple of minutes right there. And I thought it was, again, good, but I don't like his argument of being a fake-ass bitch. Okay, I don't need to resort to high school insults, right? It was like a high school insult. It didn't make a whole lot of sense, to be totally honest. And he's part-timing. Well, that's what legends do as they fade out. That's what legends do. John Cena made the same argument. This is what Roman Reigns should have said is, John, you know, you have said that you, when he were in a program with The Rock, that he's only here part-time. You would hit him hard for not being here part-time or being here part-time and never, you know, doing what he's doing, right? He's busting his ass every night. This is Roman Reigns' argument as well. And you're out there doing your Today Show, and you're only here when it makes sense. Well, that's the status you earn as a legend. That's because John Cena doesn't have to do that anymore. He did it. That's what the argument falls apart when John Cena had said it to The Rock back in the early 2010s when they had their program. When John Cena said the same thing about The Rock, that, you know, I've done it, and The Rock said that, hey, I've done it. I've been there. I don't need to do that anymore. It's true. Why would John Cena need to do these live events? He should come and go as he pleases because he's earned that right. That's just a weak argument from Roman Reigns. It's just weak. Saying, oh, I'm here doing this and that. Well, hey, Roman, I was main eventing WrestleMania while you were still failing in football, okay? While you were wetting your diapers, I was out here carrying the WWE on my back, right? There's a lot of arguments here, but Roman Reigns, that is not a good one. So, anyway, it just, as I said, continues to deteriorate, and oh, it gets even better. So let's listen into the conclusion of this promo.
You done? You see, because Roman Reigns is a fool. Roman Reigns is a damn fool. There's an old saying, it's better to keep your mouth shut and have people think you're stupid than to open and prove them right. You, of all people, you waltz down here and use the same pathetic excuse that every other single person before you has done. You, with all your gifts and all your opportunities, you have the gall to blame me. That's fine, big dog. Congratulations. It took you 5 years to cut a halfway decent promo, but now I'm about to shrink you down to size.
Oh boy.
Okay. So everybody back there thinks I got this mythical golden shovel, that I got these magical powers, that I can control everything and keep everybody's faith. Dude, I can't tell if you're blind or stupid. Look and listen. They hold the keys. They always have. They always will. But you gotta blame me. Fine, I've been hearing that racket for 10 years and I ain't tired yet. I'm strong enough. I've been called a lot worse by a lot tougher. But you actually believe that I'm a shark, that I hold everybody down, that I swim to the top and keep them underwater at any and all costs. I'm a level with you, homie. I haven't main evented WrestleMania in 5 years. I was the opening match at SummerSlam. I was honored and privileged to earn the United States title at this stage in my career and use it as a beacon of opportunity to introduce new superstars to the WWE like Kevin Owens and AJ Styles, just to name a few. You took the U.S. title as a demotion. And you stand there and blame me. Fine, I blame you. I'm still here because you can't do your job.
Ouch. That might have been the line of the night right there.
When it comes to this yard, you probably haven't learned it yet. There's only one rule, step up or step aside. And over the years, there's been a few to step up, but nobody to ever keep up. And then I finally hear about this one guy, the Roman Reigns, the one that can keep up. And now I look at you and I listen to you. You should be ashamed I'm a part-timer, because I can do this part-time better than you could ever do it full-time.
Oh, my God. I mean, how can you not? I mean, it's such an exposure of Roman Reigns. I am not a John Cena fan. As far as cheering for him, again, I feel kind of the same way about I do about Roman. But John Cena is so damn talented on the mic, and he brings up so many good points. You can't not support what he says. It just is a place of ignorance for Roman Reigns. And the line of the night, I had to interject myself there, is that John Cena said he's there because Roman can't do his job. Ouch. Burn. Torch. Hashtag mic drop. I mean, he could have ended it there. It's so true, though. You have a guy in Roman Reigns that is supposed to be the next guy, the guy. And first of all, I love when he says, you're just a guy. I mean, it's perfect. It's great. But also having John Cena say that, you know, he's here because Roman can't do his job, meaning if you were supposed to be that guy, if you had all these talents and you stepped up and you were the guy to keep up, I wouldn't have to come back to spike ratings or to help support the company. They wouldn't need my help, but I'm here because you can't do your job. Awesome. Oh my God, that was beautiful. And saying he could do this part-time better than Roman could ever do it full-time. Roman just stood there and it clearly had no rebuttal. Nothing. Roman Reigns stood there like he was a deer in the headlights. No response. And as he shouldn't. I mean, Roman Reigns and John Cena going toe-to-toe. The only thing they have in common is the polar opposite reactions that they get. That's the only thing in common with these two. And John Cena earned his way to the top, whereas it feels as if Roman Reigns was more of appointed to the top. And also, Roman just shot to the top. No Intercontinental Championship run before it. No United States Championship run after the Shield. Just straight to the damn top. And he got exposed in his weaknesses. There's a litany of things. You guys know how I feel about Roman. And whereas John Cena took a different path. So when you draw the parallel and the comparisons between Cena and Roman Reigns, really, the comparison ends with the crowd reaction. It starts and ends there because there's not much else that in common with these two. Really, there's not. There's not. And John Cena just absolutely torches Roman Reigns. It's not even a contest. It's as if Roman Reigns is a minor leaguer in the big leagues. You're going up against the best of the best, right? It's not even close. And it just further accentuated how limited Roman Reigns is on the mic. And I'm not saying it's easy. I could never do what John Cena does. It's not easy, but if you're supposed to be the guy and not just a guy, you should be able to learn how to cut a promo. But I think it's really not all to blame on Roman here. I think a lot of it to blame is on Vince McMahon and management and creative coddling him, babying him, and also the culture of the scripted promo, the way that they produce their shows, limit the way, or really limit the weaknesses of Roman Reigns, because everything is scripted for him. All he has to do is memorize a couple of lines. His promos were never that long to begin with, so they rarely ever let him just go, here's a couple of things we want you to hit, Roman. You go out, you fill in the blanks, you cut the rest of this promo and fill in, 90% of it. No. The backstage culture and the backstage environment and how everything's produced is produced in a way that actually stunts the growth of performers, because you're not having them use their own damn brains. John Cena was, number one, he's witty to begin with. Number two, he also got a 10-year start on Roman Reigns, where he grew up on the back end of the Attitude Era when things were still not super scripted, but starting to head that way. He was able to grow up and mature and learn from some of the best, get put out there, get put in the deep end, see if you can sink or swim. And it's just also, again, this is on Roman Reigns, but it's also on the exposure of the culture of the organization today, because you're not allowing stars to grow on their own and learn on their own and take a chance and see what they really have in their heads and their guts. And everything is so produced. Again, all they have to do is, it's really not a high risk. I just have to memorize my lines. I just have to remember my lines. And that is not a healthy way to grow stars. It's just not. And you saw the manifestation of that in this promo. So, again, loved everything John Cena said. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I back John Cena 150% for everything that he said, because it's all true. It's all true. It's all based in truth. And it was just a complete torching of Roman Reigns, and I loved it. I loved it. Yeah, he mentioned the heel turn. I'm a heel turn, and Roman Reigns saying he buries young talent. No, he doesn't. Okay, John Cena is in the give back part of his career. Why does he care? He's not in the stage of his career where he can come back and be the guy anymore. And he's not still, and even further away from that in 2019. My God. But I really believe that if Roman Reigns ever went against John Cena in 2020, which I don't think he will, but if it ever happened again, I don't think Roman would be that much more improved. I mean, John Cena, again, proves that he can come back and be the Doctor of Thugonomics as he did at WrestleMania the last time we saw him come back and torch his opponent in a promo. Come back and be the Doctor of Thugonomics. And he just is a gifted, amazing talent on the mic. And my, oh my, was Roman exposed. And it wasn't even close. And having these two of their own respective generations being the guy, you'd see just how far the standard of the guy has fallen. And again, Roman in the ring, I think, is better than John Cena in the ring. But you see there why I think being skilled on the mic is actually more important than being skilled in the ring. You see it there. You talk about the five moves of doom of John Cena, and how you can't wrestle, all that stuff with John Cena. You can't even argue. It is a foolish argument to make that Roman Reigns is a bigger star than John Cena. And yet John Cena was way more limited in the ring, and he was limited throughout his career. He was never a skilled, gifted five-star performer, especially of today's standards. Yet he was able to somehow make his career legendary. You never saw him do a moonsault. Think about that. He never did a suicide dive. Think about that, right? And you have guys doing it now that it should not be. Like, you may say, oh, it's only the young guys, or it's only the guys that are in like kind of a lightweight division. No, Big E has done it how many times? I don't need to see Big E risk his life every time he does it, right? And you have Ivar, is it Eric or Ivar? One of them doing cartwheels. I don't need to see that crap, all right? Anyway, I'm getting off topic, as my brain does. But again, loved it. I hope you guys enjoyed that little snippet as well. And I got a little bit of audio from the match and my final thoughts on that match and what it really represented, what the mission of this whole program was, and what the actual outcome and what the execution proved what this whole outcome was. And we're going to get to that right after a message from our sponsor. Hey guys, so did you know that FireLion designed and maintains DDTDivas.com? That's right. Don't hesitate to contact FireLion if you're building a pro wrestling related website. The FireLion team will help you build the best wrestling website you can imagine for a great price. Don't wait. Go to www.gofirelion.com. That's gofirelion.com and follow FireLion on Facebook and Twitter. Again, GoFireLion.com. Alrighty, welcome back. Let's get to a little bit of audio. And this is really at the conclusion of their match, which I thought, you know, it did go roughly 20, 25 minutes, lengthy match. And this match was supposed to be a passing of the torch match. Clearly. I don't think it was anybody's frustration as to who they thought would win this match. I thought the outcome was extremely foregone conclusion as far as Roman Reigns taking this match, because it was supposed to be the passing of the torch, and it was all but. I mean, it just didn't work. Again, you know how it didn't work? Number one, are we even talking about this today? If I didn't bring this up in this show, are people talking about this? Does WWE ever bring it up? Ever? Never. Ever does WWE bring this up. And they're terrible at bringing up history anyway when they shouldn't be. Like when Brock Lesnar beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania to end the streak. They occasionally bring it up, but I don't think it's drilled into people as much as it should be, considering the absolute mammoth decision that was made that night. I mean, so the fact that they're not even bringing it up, has anyone even talked about this on Raw since it happened on any WWE programming that Roman Reigns beat John Cena in the middle of the ring clean at No Mercy 2017? The answer is no. So it failed not just from a crowd perception perspective, but also from management. I think this was a paper passing of the torch, not an organic passing of the torch. And there are times in which you can make it, plan it to be like, or plan to make it feel organic, although that's a bit contrary to the actual nature of each one, right? It's impossible, or not impossible, it's difficult to make something feel organic, because that's what makes it organic by nature. But at the same time, it can happen. There are times in which it can happen. In this case, this did not happen. So this was nothing more than a paper passing of the torch. It was not an official one by any means, because it didn't feel it. It felt so forced. It was just very, very planned. So let's just, I'll give you guys the conclusion of this match, and we'll talk after that.
John Cena's doing a little bit more than that. John Cena's testing himself.
John Cena just glanced over at Roman Reigns. You can see the Superman punch. Reigns caught Cena. Reigns cover.
Got caught
sleeping.
Shoulders
down. Got caught sleeping. Has done it. Roman Reigns has done it.
Wow, what a match.
And in many ways, you could call that the biggest win of Roman Reigns' career.
Between The Undertaker at WrestleMania and John Cena at No Mercy, this is in fact the big dog's yard.
Oh, these two men learned a lot about each other here tonight. There was that look of exasperation on John Cena's face as he looked back at Roman Reigns before the spear. But this may have been the beginning of the end.
Roman Reigns able to escape and deliver a thunderous spear, nearly cut Cena in half. We thought John Cena had the match won right here. 1AA. Fantastic roll through into a second. Massive AA attitude adjustment, but the big dog wouldn't quit. The look on that child's face says it all. Wow. We all did the exact same thing. The Superman punch.
So that is the conclusion, as you guys got the match pretty much summed up, the big highlights there. It wasn't a bad match. I think they put on a good match. I had no issues with the match itself. I just, what it represented And what they wanted it to represent was not an organic feel, and it just wasn't. And again, no one's talking about this 2 years later, but the promo was so damn good that the match almost couldn't live up to the hype, I think. But they did a good job. They did a good job. I liked what both guys did. And I have no issue with it. And again, to have Michael Cole say this is the biggest win of his career, well, is it really? I mean, again, this is speaking to the passing of the torch. You can't script this, but they did. And you're saying that this is a bigger win than, although Corey Graves brought it up nicely, because we're all thinking, oh, okay, beating The Undertaker at WrestleMania, that's not a bigger win than this at No Mercy, right? And so at least Corey Graves brought that up there. But you're saying it's not a bigger win than beating Triple H in the main event of WrestleMania? You're telling me that? Or facing Brock Lesnar in the main event of WrestleMania? You're telling me that? Right? It just, I mean, it's silly. And Vince always relies on fans having the memory of a goldfish and hoping that, oh, well, wrestling fans don't remember anyway. Right? And in this case, no, I remember. And don't try to make me feel like a fool. Right? I mean, don't try to oversell this as the biggest win of his career. It's not. It's not. You know why it's not? Because John Cena is not at the peak that he once was. If Roman Reigns had beaten John Cena back in 2009, 2010, this, I think, would feel bigger. But 7 years beyond that, no. When people have kind of moved on from John Cena and realize that he's going to be part-time, it's not going to feel as special. Because you're beating a guy that's not the face of the company anymore anyway. And you know he's not at his peak anymore. And furthermore, WWE continued to just cement Roman Reigns as this forced next guy in line, next big dog. God, I hate that phrase. That nickname is just makes me want to punch something hard every time I hear it. It's because it's just so forced. Like everything Roman Reigns has ever done is forced. In terms of promo, character, nickname, everything about Roman Reigns is forced. And again, in 2017, it just, I think, also poured gasoline on the fire and in anti-support of Roman Reigns, because it continued to say, nope, this is our guy. No, he beat John Cena. No, so he continues to be our guy. He beats Undertaker. He beats John Cena. Force, shove it, keep kicking it down our throats. And again, it just, the narrative continued, and I think it didn't do any favors for Roman Reigns' career after that. I mean, so anyway, those are my thoughts, and I wanted to give you guys a bit of a nostalgic look back, although not too far. This might have been the most recent nostalgia that I did, and that's okay, because it's still a look back in the past, and a little over 2 years ago, back when we had the Women's Revolution just starting to take shape and really starting to take off. So just something I wanted to share with you guys, and hope you enjoyed it, because I sure as hell did. I really did. I always love these segments. Blast. It's a blast for me to go back and get emotionally invested in something that I've forgotten about. And I stumbled across this clip and I said, whoa, and I started watching it today during just some little bit of downtime. And I said, this is what I'm talking about today. This is what I'm going to be discussing. I have to. It's a huge moment. And something that I think is overlooked a lot of times. And again, is never discussed. It's never discussed. WWE has not owned this at all. And also, it got me thinking, too, about John Cena's career and if we'll ever see John Cena in the ring again. I mean, the answer is yes. Although, beyond him being on Ellen saying, I fake fight people for a living, you know, which was just straight embarrassing, which he did a couple of months ago. I will say this. I do miss John Cena's promos. He would be able to give you one of the best go-home promos you've ever heard. He could talk you into seats. He was that good, even though he wasn't A-plus in the ring like some people would define it today. He was the guy that was the guy, and truly the guy, and not just a self-appointed guy. He was that guy that the fans made into the face of the company. And I got to say, I mean, I would be more in support of John Cena today because you know he's not going to be forced down your throat because he's well past his prime. And you're at the point now of John Cena in his career. He's at the give backstage. He doesn't have to be there. He can pick and choose his dates. He can do whatever the hell he wants. He can be on The Rock's schedule. Ironic that he is on The Rock's schedule, given that he used that in his as his foundation for attacking The Rock during the WrestleMania 27 and 28 encounters. Very ironic that he has now taken The Rock's schedule and made it his own now. But anyway, I would love to see John Cena back. Who would he face? I don't even know. That hasn't really been discussed. Amazing how we've all kind of forgotten about John Cena. I mean, there's no rumors flying around. There's nobody talking to, what if John Cena faced so-and-so? It's crazy how as much of a big star as John Cena was, he's almost faded out kind of into the sunset and people aren't going, ooh, Cena. It's just not happening. And it's not a slight on John Cena. I think it's a sign of the times of people always going, what's next? What's new? What's next? What's new? New guy, new, gimme new, gimme new. Who's next? Instead of, taking a step back and saying, hey, wouldn't that be cool if Cena came back and did this? Right. Anyway. All right. Well, guys, thank you for listening on this Christmas day, or probably after that as I record into the night here of Christmas night. I hope everyone enjoyed their day and takes a breath, as I said at the beginning of the show, and relaxes, and maybe have the rest of the week off. If you are in school, you probably do, but if you have work, maybe you're back to work on Thursday as I am tomorrow, and then back to the weekend, right? And then off for New Year's, so the next week and a half are not so bad with work. But anyway, guys, as I said, I'll be back on Sunday. I'll be back Sunday with your week in review with a co-host, and then be back in regularly scheduled programming for next week. So unless something major happens, I will say, if anything major happens, I will absolutely do a show. Somebody big gets fired. Somebody dies, right? God forbid. Major breaking news. Somebody gets signed. Something like that. I would, of course, come on. And as I said, I want to put in video. I want to start incorporating videos so that you guys can get more bang for your buck on Patreon. And also, I can start to reach more of an audience on my website and through my podcast feed, my free feed. So let me know what you guys think and hit me up at the WWE Podcast. Again, if you want to get on this show and do your own podcast, you go to patreon.com/WWE Podcast and you can come on the show. We can do your own show dedicated to your own topic. So that's, I think, a pretty cool thing. And we've done that a couple of times here on the show. And I'd love to be able to talk to new people. So head in that on over there if you're interested. And for everybody else, hey, keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate the listens. I appreciate all the downloads and subscribing and reviews. You guys help out the show immensely. So, all right. Well, in that case, and with all of that said, I just want to leave you with a little bit of audio. And I'll talk to you next time.
Santa, straight from the bottom of Stone Cold's heart, I got a little Christmas present for you myself.